strange things happened. Can any of you remember what are those strange things that happened? Theo, you can remember one. Give us one. The earth shook. That's one. Okay, earth shook. Can you remember another one? The sky went dark. And then the third one. Can you remember the third one? No? Stage fright, that's fine. Anyone know what the third one is? Rosie, what's the third one? The curtain split in two. Very, very good. Now, let's just get my curtain, if I may. Amrasar, come on. Come and help me. Oh, there we go.
New Amber.
There we are. Now, let's... There we go. Thank you very much. So, I've been talking about hope over Easter. And, you know, we looked last week. If you were here with us last week, I talked about that Paul, one of Jesus' for Apostle Paul, said that Christ is in us the hope of glory. And glory, if you like, is a little bit of a word. It's a kind of word we understand about being God's presence. Okay, God's presence. And you see that picture there. Some of you probably can't see it because there's a great big curtain in the way. But up there is a picture of what the temple would have looked like in Jesus' time. And Jesus, one day, when he was in front of the temple, said to everyone who was listening to him, he said that one day this temple will be destroyed, but in 3 days, I will raise it up. And everyone was going... And he's bonkers. Look at that. That's an enormous building. How is that going to be knocked down? And how on earth in 3 days can it be raised up? How in 3 days can it be rebuilt? But Jesus wasn't talking about the temple. He was actually talking about himself. Because the temple was the place where everyone believed God's glory, God's presence lived. And the thing that separated the people from God's glory was this curtain. Now, the curtain wasn't like this. This is just a bit of paper to represent the curtain. But the curtain was the size of a house, and it was as thick as my hand. That's an enormous curtain. And it was before the place which was called the Holy of Holies, where God's presence was, where God's glory was. Everyone thought God's glory was. And the curtain was like a big no-entry sign, because, you see, God is good. God is good and perfect and holy, and we're not. And so this huge curtain was like this big no entry sign. I can't get to God, because God is good and perfect and holy. And yet when Jesus died, the curtain did this. It tore in two. And you kind of think, well, that's brilliant, because that means that we can now come into God's presence. And that's true, but actually, do you remember what I said last week? Christ in us, the hope of glory. In fact, the glory of God is not in a building, but because of what Jesus did on the cross, he's in you and me. He's in you and me. Isn't that amazing? That what was so perfect and good and holy now dwells in you and me. Because when God looks at you and me, he sees Jesus. Jesus is in us, the hope of glory. And you know what's really exciting about this story? The Bible's really clear. This curtain is the size of a house. It's as thick as your hand. And yet the Bible tells us that it was torn from the top to the bottom. Now, if you've got lots of strong men, okay, they could probably, with a bit of effort, tear a curtain that big from the bottom. But they could never tear it from the top, because it's the size of a house. And so that tells us this is never a work of man, but this is a work of God. God has made it possible that Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, is in us. And that is the hope of Easter. So, we want to teach you a song. And I'm going to ask the signpost team to come and join me. And Sam is going to teach this song to us. This is the song that has been sung by 3,000 children over a while. And it's a little bit of an earworm. Kind of once you've got it, you can't let go of it. Okay, so Sam's going to teach us. We're going to do some actions. And we'll see where we go from there.